Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 197 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are here together. We have two more episodes before the new year, fresh start. But excited to usher out 2023 with a bang. Mm-hmm. Looking festive. I like those festive earrings.
Thank you. I know I have certain things.
We both have makeup on. Oh,
look at us.
We're dressed.
Look at us.
Damn.
I know.
Cheers.
Just killing the game today.
We made it to Christmas break. Like, it's
cheers.
It is here.
It is here. Yeah. So today's Wednesday. When are your kids out? Thursday.
But today is the last. Okay. So little therapy session for Emily here.
Sure.
So we've talked about this before on the show, and I think the show has actually really helped me identify where my anxiety comes from. Like, or not where it comes from, but what triggers it. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it a million times, and so much of it for me is the anticipation of things.
Yeah.
That I can't yet control because they are in the future. And newsflash, Emily, you can't control shit in the future. So that for me is that's a big thing for me. So when I looked at my calendar, you know, a few weeks ago, or, you know, maybe even after the World Series, because that whole month of October, that's for the last how many ever years, I've had that whole month to kind of gear up for this season. I didn't have that this year, thank God. I mean, we fucking won the World Series. But it just was like, it just seems so daunting, and I seem to be so overwhelmed, and that anticipation was triggering my anxiety. I've tried to be better about managing it, and then you talk about the personal stuff that we've been through here late in the year. I don't know, it just was all so much. But I kind of had this date circled, like this is the last day of practices and, you know, legit school, you know, on Thursday it's class parties and we're out, and then all the kids can sleep in. I'm not running a kid's Uber service. Like, we don't have to worry about taking, you know, an ornament to unwrap that I still don't have, but it's coming apparently, you know, all that kind of stuff, that like the history fair project, like all those things are slowly getting checked off the list, to where now I feel like, okay. And we talk about being present and being mindful. And I haven't done the best job of that. I've had my moments, but I'm like, okay, today is the day I am going to start being in the season. And that it's probably a little late. This is December 20th, but I'm like, better late than never. So I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yay, Emily, we made it to the date you had circled on the calendar that you just had to make it to.
We made it.
So you would not be in the future that you're trying to control, and that's now in the past, and you know it all worked out okay.
I know.
And the only things that you need to worry about now is really nothing, just enjoying time with your family.
I know.
And celebrating and getting ready for Santa Claus.
Yep.
And family celebrations.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's
ready.
A good feeling.
I'm
congratulations.
Ready. Thank you.
Yeah.
To Christmas break.
Yay.
And also too, I want to shout out to our sponsor, wonderful sponsor, Early Bird CBD Gummies, because they have gotten me through this trying time. Like such a godsend, to where it's just like, I know I need to turn it off. I pop a couple of gummies and my mind relaxes, my body relaxes, and I'm able to kind of shut it off for a little while. So at least I can get some decent sleep. So huge shout out to Early Bird CBD.
Did you get some of those new ones yet?
I did, and I love them.
Yeah.
But I got so used to the old ones that it's just different. But it is. It's like candy.
It is like candy
and
now.
And I'm like, you got to be careful because you don't want to pop too many of those things.
No, yeah. The taste is improved. The feel, the texture.
Yep.
They're like smooth now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a little fruit snack.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
fruit snacks for mommies and daddies.
They are fruit snacks.
Yeah, they're awesome. So check them out. Early
keep
Bird
them away
CBD.
From the kids.
Yes, keep them away from the kids. Earlybirdcbd.com. Check them out. Great Christmas gift, stocking stuffer, or gift for the new year for people who are doing dry January or whatever. And usually that glass of wine or, you know, glass of whiskey takes the edge off. You know, pop one of these and see what that does for you.
Yeah. I was at a little gathering the other night, and a couple of the moms were like talking about Early Bird gummies just out of nowhere. They're like, I saw these gummies and they love them. They're ordering them. I was like, did you see them from us? And they're like, you know, I might have because it was on Instagram or whatever. But it's the talk of the town. They are delicious.
Yes, and they're awesome. And
highly. We can help with the Christmas nerves, holiday nerves.
Okay, so another thing that I was afraid was going to throw a wrench in my plans as I cough. So Sunday we had our mom game holiday party, which was great. And I didn't feel outstanding that day, but we had had a party the night before, so I wasn't drinking my usual drinks and whatever, mixing a little bit more than I usually do. So I was like, oh, maybe I just had a little, you know, little too much partaking. But then as the day went, I just didn't feel great. Monday kind of muddled through. And then by Monday night, I was like, okay, this isn't right. I don't feel good. Mike has been sick, which we'll talk about the differences.
He's sick a lot.
Okay, mark that so I can send this to my husband.
No, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. What happens on the mom game stays on the mom game.
Okay. So anyway, so he gets sick Thursday. So Thursday night at our house last week, he has this. He does this thing for clients every year. It's super fun. It's like the highlight of his holiday, like some kind of whiskey party. Like he had a little mini whiskey barrel and he had door prizes and he had the numbers already put in the cups. And
was that at your house?
Yes. And everybody brings whiskey.
So you did have to do a little mini Christmas party.
Well, so it's like I get shit ready and then leave. And it's super easy. Like I don't have like the personalized napkins. Like he doesn't care about that shit.
Yeah.
So, but he was excited for it and everybody brings whiskey and they do some kind of contest. I don't know, whatever. Dudes being dudes. And so we vacate the house because those are our orders as, you know, women and children. This is the man party.
Oh, so you weren't and even so allowed at the party.
No. And I didn't care. Okay. Yeah, I'm out. So we go to this deal at Colonial and see Santa and run and play. Then I end up going to a girlfriend's house to give him a little bit more time. Party starts at 4. So by like 6:30, 6:45, I'm like, okay, surely the coast is clear. Mm-mm. No, so I go in. I mean, and they're all having a great time.
It's a whiskey party. Kind of hammered.
And it's a great, great group of dudes and whatever. So I just kind of let them be, said hello to everyone, and then I kind of take it back to the room. And then slowly, once there's only a handful of guys there, then I just start going out and start kind of cleaning up and not trying to invade their space or like push anybody out the door. Like everybody have fun, but I'm OCD and I'm just going to clean up. So then the next morning, right, just no, don't mind me with the vacuum.
I'm sure they weren't thinking about leaving at that point.
No, so they ended up staying, a few ended up staying late. I went to bed. We wake up Friday morning, and this is what Mike does. And I don't know if Kelly has a thing when he's sick. He's like, Moms, I'm so ills. I'm so ills. And I'm like, of course you're ills.
He calls you moms?
Moms. We're moms and dads with a Z. It's a thing. Moms and dads. Yeah.
That's cute.
So I'm like, yeah, you've got the whiskey flu, dude. Like, let's go. So he's like, oh, I can't. I'm not yet. And I'm like, for fuck's sake, like, you just had a party and I cleaned up, set up, and then you partied and then I cleaned up. And now I've got to do all the shit. Like, what are we doing? So I get the kids to school and then I come back and get in bed for a little bit. And I'm like thinking, you know, at some point you're going to get your ass up. No. The entire day. I don't know if he ever left the bed other than to go to the bathroom.
Wow, he was hurting.
So
that's a gnarly gopher.
I earned a new nickname in my house on this day. It's called Snappy. And so, but we had the McElroy Memorial. And I'm like, are you not going to go? Like, it was at 4 in the afternoon. I've got to run. I'm running people here and there doing things. I can't remember. I think maybe I had to go to Dallas for something. I don't know. Anyway, so he's like, I really don't think I can. And so at this point, I'm like, he's sick. He's not missing this memorial because he's got the whiskey flu. Like, he's not. And so he was having chills and he was sweating, like all the stuff. And I'm like, okay, fine. But still butthurt. You know, and then Saturday he stayed in bed, but then we had a party, rallied for the party. And then Sunday laid in bed. Sunday he got up, went to church and whatever. So he just was sick, just like drug out for like 4 or 5 days. whole point of the story, long ass story that I just told, is that I woke up when I went to bed Monday night. I'm like, I cannot do this, because if I am sick for 4 to 5 days, it's going to break me, because I'm in already a very emotionally fragile state. And so I made the decision.
We don't need you to be broken.
No. And so we made the decision to go to this, it's called Fort Worth Concierge. I should see if they want to advertise with this.
Yeah, you should.
Like, literally made an appointment 11 o'clock, got a steroid shot, a B12 shot, and a Z-Pack. $100 later, out the door, 20 minutes. Like, I'm like, this is effing brilliant. Like, I mean, it's just a place for, like, just stuff like this. I wasn't feeling terrible, but I just didn't, I knew
that. So anyone can do this? Or is it like a special person thing?
No, it's not. No.
Yeah.
No. Special. You can get, they have on Wednesdays B12 shots for $10.
Wow.
So it's like, it was, anyway, the whole point is why I'm so wired, I think, is because the steroid shot has still, like, got me feeling like a superpower woman.
Yeah.
So I went to bed last night, couldn't sleep, early bird CBD gummies, went to sleep, woke up at 3:40, just like, let's go. So I, like, laid on the couch and watched a show, and then I got on the Peloton, and then I got the kids up, I got all my chores done, I got dressed.
Oh my gosh.
And here I am. And
you look wonderful.
And I'm ready for the holidays.
Yay! I'm so proud of you, Emily. That's amazing.
That was a really,
I'm glad you fought
really
the sick.
Long. Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, okay, remember we talk about Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Pharma, if you need a steroid shot, saleswoman, holler at your girl.
What do you think it does if you're not sick?
Like a steroid shot?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Do you think,
like,
it just makes you go
so is this
take
the same
over the
shit
world?
That, like, you know, A-Rod was taking?
I don't know. I mean, that's steroids, right? And this is
that's
steroids.
What I mean. But, like, no wonder.
I view them in total different contexts.
No, it's not.
They're not. Ashley says they're not the same.
They are.
Well, because I was going to have
dump
a really
all
good.
Of that.
Don't.
That's what we
have
to say.
I was
going to
have, like, a really good theory that, like, well, yeah. If I was
what
a
are those steroids?
Athlete and I just got a steroid shot, like, out of the blue and I felt fine.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, I can hit a
well,
ball out over
so
those mountains.
Ticky tacky because athletes get all the shots. Like, anytime they're feeling ill, they have all the things. They have the cortisone. They have
steroids.
Steroid. But okay, this is so dumb. But, like, what is the steroid that is not?
I don't know.
Legal.
Different types.
Why are they both
steroids?
Called steroid?
I don't know.
Because it is not a performance-enhancing drug.
Well, it's enhancing my performance. I'll tell you that much.
Emily's on steroids.
I mean, seriously, when I come in here and I'm like, oh.
You could probably hit a home run today.
But then, you know.
At the ballpark.
But then you
asked. You can knock it out of the park.
You and Ashley both asked me, like, so what, do you have something today? You're dressed and hair.
Well, because you look so cute.
Well, you're sweet.
And it's like 10:30 because when we were shooting. I was very impressed.
Because I was, I'm anticipating a crash at some point. I do.
So you have something tonight.
Holiday party tonight. I have
a
girls' party.
If it all, like, so if you do crash, you're playing for the worst case scenario. Like,
this is why
you crash in your
in my pleather dress. If I crash, is this can't be real leather, is it?
I doubt it.
It looks like pleather. Whatever, it's cute.
Oh, it's so cute. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of, we
who cares?
Pleather is
leather's
leather
too,
these days.
Leather's too.
Who all's wearing
leather's
real
too
leather
scrunchy.
All the time in a dress?
And I
do people
out,
do that?
I don't know. I'm looking out for the animals.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, I was I'm planning for everything. Like, I'm planning to crash at some point this afternoon. Because I woke up at 3:41 in the morning.
That's so early.
It's so early. And
okay.
I couldn't go back to sleep.
So are you going to crash?
I don't know.
You gotta crash while the kids are still at school, right?
Yeah, and but the good news is my friend Sarah is taking Hattie home from school and then to practice because I wasn't gonna be able to do both. So I've got free. I don't pick up Henry till 4:30.
Oh wow, you got time to crash.
I got time to crash.
Okay, good. And then you pop back up already dressed.
I'm ready.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry about me and my long-winded
no,
story.
No, I love it. And
how are you? Are you
I'm
ready?
Good.
You're doing all the fun holiday things. I'm so proud
I'm
of
trying.
You. Embrace. You embrace it.
I'm already mourning Christmas. Already sad.
Enjoy it.
I know.
You still have time.
That's my problem. I just love it so much that, like, once it gets so close, I'm like, the 26th is so soon.
And you're hosting.
We're hosting, yeah,
okay.
Our house. Like, it's one of the only times I, like, love the look of my house because we just decorate so much and stuff. And and so I think part of that's sad, too. Like, it finally feels like it takes me a while because it's always layers, right? It's like, well, this strand of Christmas lights didn't work, so we got to go. And it's not my task. It's Kelly's task.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of nudge on like every little thing. So it's like the lights were hung in phases, and this happens every year. Every year, we finally got it all figured out, and it's 5 days until Christmas. So that finally got figured out. The front Christmas room is kind of like done in phases. The tree they nailed. Didn't even go, but I did the lights and the ornaments and everything. But anyway, I do feel like it's like phases of preparation. Yeah. And so then it all finally comes together because it takes us too long. So I think what I'm learning is maybe we as a Forbes family need to start mid-November. Like I always wait till December.
Well, and if you're not, do you host Thanksgiving?
No.
So I feel like because we put ours up this year before, I have a hard and fast, you do not put Christmas up till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hard and fast.
Yeah.
But this year we went out of town for Thanksgiving and we didn't host. So I'm like, F it. Why would I don't care. I want it to be done. So yes, I feel like that's a wise decision. Now, if we host Thanksgiving next year, which I think it will be our year to host, I will not put up Christmas
decorations. Yeah, you can't have Christmas up if you're hosting Thanksgiving. But no, we never really host Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So yeah, we should do that. Or even like right after Thanksgiving. I wait till December.
Yeah, I would think start early.
We need to, because I'm learning now.
Especially for someone who loves Christmas as much as you do.
I know, I'm learning now. It's like we go in phases. It takes a couple weeks to get everything finally done. But no, I'm so excited. So my last day of work until January 3rd was yesterday.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
So I just feel 2 weeks,
yes.
And I was thinking how grateful I am that I really love my job. I do.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I've just been dreading it and I'm so glad to have a break. It's like, it's so fun, but it's just this extra layer of, you know, you only have till noon every day to get everything else done. And then not only that, you're reading the internet, you're prepping, your mind's always thinking about what we can do on the show. So I have all the productivity things I need to do, and then my mind's always in the back. It's like a little hamster wheel, like, but what about the show? But what about the show? But what about the show? And, like, I understand now why radio people often have anxiety, because it is. It's something that's always going on in the back of your brain. So I'm hoping to just turn off that little radio hamster wheel until the new year.
Yeah.
And then just relax and have fun.
Yay.
I was thinking today, like, because my friends from college were sending some memes and text or whatever. It was really funny. It was like a email to someone. It was like, I'm sorry, my brain is off until January 3rd. So if you have a question that is very urgent, you're just going to have to deal with it. I've got nothing, or something like that. It's like, no one should work in between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
The world shuts down. No one should work. I just feel like people need that mental break.
Reset.
Otherwise, you never get it.
Yeah. But I guess in different industries, you get it at different times, right?
That's true. Like teachers will get it.
Yeah.
But they also get Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. But between Christmas and New Year's, it's just no one should be doing anything productive.
Right.
Like, you've got to have some time in life to just relax a little bit
Not
and like be with the people you love and turn that like work brain off.
Well, cheers to that.
Yeah.
Cheers to us making it to Christmas break.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into a little sports scortsy things.
Okay.
Just quick hit. I don't think anybody comes here to get like breaking sports news, but just kind of set us up headed into the new year, thanks to our friends at Bottle Rover.
Yay, Bottle Rover. We've been so happy to work with Bottle Rover now for quite a long time. And it's the best way to get all of your booze delivered straight to your door, because you've heard us talking about these anxiety stories and all these things going on in our lives and things we're worrying about. And having that little treat for yourself when you're ready for it should not be one of those things that is a worry. The holidays are here right now. So sit back and relax. Bottle Rover will help you take that relaxation to the next level. Download the Bottle Rover app on your phone. Hopefully you have it. If you listen to us, you know that our sponsors are all things and people and companies that we feel passionate about that we think can help our listeners. So hopefully you've downloaded that Bottle Rover app already. And try it out this holiday season. See if Bottle Rover can go get all of your alcohol taken care of for you. They shop local. They'll go to the liquor stores or the stores around your house, so you're still supporting the community. And when you spend $50, you will have that delivered for free. If you're planning a party, they have a cool party planner function on their app where you can click out everything that you need and the date that you need it delivered, and they will do all of the rest of the work for you. They make it so easy. Thank you so much, Bottle Rover. We love you.
Yay, Bottle Rover.
Yay.
Okay, so briefly, obviously, Cowboys I mean, in the playoffs, but got just fucking embarrassed.
They got killed by Buffalo. That was during our Christmas mom game, Christmas party. And I was kind of glad in a way because I wasn't able to like sit and pay close attention. But it was just one of those games that's kind of easy to talk about because we got destroyed and we couldn't stop the run. And that's basically where it ended, I think. Yeah. It was like Buffalo came in. They were like, we're going to try to run the ball. And the Cowboys didn't even get to whatever their game plan was because they couldn't stop Buffalo from running the ball. And so they were able to get up and then pair that with some bad penalties early on in the game.
Yeah.
Against Dallas. And it was 14-0. And they're on the road and tough elements. And it was like, they just didn't have it, and it was almost like they didn't even have the fight to try and come back.
Yeah, and they I heard Mike McCarthy mention actually the Rangers. Like, we've got to be like the Rangers to where that, you know, in the postseason, obviously the Rangers played so ridiculously well on the road.
Yeah.
We didn't lose a game, did we? No. We lost a game on the road.
No.
Wow, that's
in the postseason. Crazy.
Yes. And so, you know, I thought that was an interesting analogy. And it is true that, like, you just want to get into the tournament. You want to get into the dance. You want a chance to see if you can get hot at the right time. But baseball is such a different animal than football. Just because I feel like you play you know, 5-7 game series. And so it's a little bit different in that regard. But, you know, there is something to that, to where once you punch your ticket, you know it's not going to be easy. I mean, just like it was for the Rangers. I mean, 5 home games throughout the entire postseason run. You know it's not going to be easy. And so, you know, F it, we're in, and we're going to have to win in hostile environments. So you got to nut up at the right time.
And what we're seeing with the Cowboys when it comes to the difference between their home and road performances is, like, kind of crazy. I don't know what it is. I mean, and I've seen it with the Stars over the years too. Like, sometimes they would be really good on the road and not as good at home, or vice versa. But the Cowboys have won 15 in a row at home.
Yeah.
At AT&T Stadium, and then they go on the road.
Like, and I haven't been to AT&T Stadium for a Cowboys game in forever. It wasn't like it was, like, the last time I went was like some raucous crowd.
Yeah.
But I have heard that it's gotten much more lively and people are much more into it now.
And, like, since it's a dome, it's comfortable, right? Yeah. It's like 70 degrees or whatever. So they don't have to fight through anything, which they do have to do, especially when you're traveling to upstate New York.
Yeah.
When I went to the Cowboys game, because I did go to one this season, it was insane.
Really?
I'm not even talking about the crowd. I'm talking about the drive in. I was like putting my hands over my kids' eyes at all the craziness that was going on.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it was just wild.
Were there boobs?
People just tailgate all along. So you're driving in, we have our kids, and it was like one of those beer bongs.
Beer bongs.
One of those beer bongs that, like, has spider legs. It was like,
it's like,
well, yeah. And then just like all these people in their jerseys, and then one guy just carrying around a bottle of tequila, and like, these are grown ass men. Yeah. It's like cussing. And then on our way, when we were leaving, we almost ran over some woman that had passed out in the parking lot. Like, and then there was a fight, so we had to do a U-turn because the fight stopped down traffic. I was like, this is insane. And really? We were invited with some nice tickets, and that made it all worth it. Otherwise, I'm like, I wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, we haven't been forever.
It was a lot, but I think there is something, obviously, about the environment that is really helping the team win. And it's also like a mental thing, I think, too. It's the like, oh, we know that we're bad on the road, so we know that we're good at home. It gets in your head. So hopefully they can figure that out, because they're going to have to figure out how to win on the road if they don't win the division, which it's looking like it's going to be tough for them to win the division, although the Eagles just lost to the Seahawks, and now it's a little bit tighter. But we'll see. I mean, they're pretty much in a good spot as long as they don't let that bad loss, like, resonate, you know, like when you get all those bad feelings and you start second guessing yourself.
They go to Miami.
Yeah, they go next, to Miami next, and they're tied with Philly right now. I think they're both, like, 10-3.
But Philly has the tiebreaker.
With 3 games left.
Yeah.
Philly has the tiebreaker, yeah. So they're in a good spot, but you want to win the division so you can hopefully, like, host a playoff game instead of going straight on the road. And then, like Jeff says on our show all the time, it's like, actually none of this really matters because the 49ers are so good, and they're probably going to beat everybody.
Right.
So.
But like injury, you just never know what's going to happen.
That's right. You never know.
So it should be interesting to see where the Cowboys are when we are back in studio in 2024.
Yes.
Okay, how are the Stars doing? I know the Mavs are middling, but hurt. Like,
yeah, the Mavs, like, hanging. Kyrie's been out for a while with a foot injury, and a few of them are fighting through injuries. But I think they had lost, like, two of their last three or something. But before that, they were like, doing pretty well.
Hit, like, 10,000 points or some shit? Yeah. He's, like, Luka's years into this thing. It's crazy.
Luka's just destroying. Like, somehow he gets better every season.
Yeah.
Even with a little baby at home right now. It's, like, not stopping him and his interesting hair situation he has going on.
I know, with the little thin headband.
The little headband. And we all know, don't we all know, that when you wear a headband all the time, it's because you're trying to cover something up on your hair.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think he's trying to grow something out, and so he's going through a phase, maybe.
I thought he had really good hair.
He did, but this year, it's like he got a bad haircut.
Oh.
I think he got a bad haircut, and he's trying to cover it up with the little mini headband.
Did I tell you about Hattie's giving herself a haircut? Not a haircut, but a... No. You know those tinkles things that you...
Tinkles?
It's called... They're called tinkles, and they're like these little, like... Have you ever had dermaplaning done?
No.
To, like, where you can, like, just smooth your, like, get the peach fuzz off your face or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I'll do that on my, you know, eyebrows because, like, what down here when I do my lash boost, it'll, like, leak down and I'll end up growing, like, eyebrow hair right here.
Yeah, it's, I remember.
Like, so then I put the, whatever. So she saw this and she wanted her hairline to be perfectly straight. So she starts tinkling off the fuzzies.
So now
we're like...
Like, she did this without you knowing.
Correct. So we're now about an inch long out right now, all right here. So every morning she wakes up, she has, like, specific styling products, and she slicks down, she parts it in the middle and then slicks them down. I mean, we're going to be doing this until...
So wait, she pulled her hairline back or what?
So it was like little fuzzy, like little flyaways.
Yeah.
Baby hairs. No.
And so she took wanted your them stuff? Gone.
So she took my little tinkle thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So maybe that's what Luca did.
Maybe he tinkled?
Maybe he tinkled his baby hairs. They're called, it's the brand. It's like these little tinkles. They're called tinkles.
Wow. I didn't know about any of this.
Yeah. And so I use it to, like, do it, like I said, here. And then, like, just any, like, just smooth your face out. Is it
like a creamy thing or paste?
No, it's like a little mini razor.
Oh, razors.
So like a, like, yes.
Took a razor to our hairline?
Yes.
Holy moly. Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Nair or something.
No, no, no. And so then she just, like I said, it's just like, I mean, she's here. I mean, she's going to be in high school before we can put this shit behind us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But luckily, like, she's super diligent about it. Like, she's like, it's the first thing she does in the morning because she wakes up and I'm like, oh, God bless you. Like...
Emily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And, yeah, she's in that, like, she's just in that tough phase of life for a girl where, like, everything matters and everything's
such
dramatic.
A shit.
And she, appearance so, and clothes.
She wanted to say about, I'm taking three of them to basketball practice the other night. Mommy, can I say a bad word? I've got a funny joke. And I'm like, no. Why do you always do this in front of your friends? It makes me, like, come on. You let me do it sometimes. And I'm like, I know. You cuss, and I'm like, uh-huh.
But I'm old.
I'm grown up, and she's like, but it's really funny, and what was her other excuse? And it's a word you say. It's not even that bad. So I'm like, fine, just say it. So she tells me this joke about the how thin is the toilet paper? Somebody went to the bathroom, and then they wiped, and they're like, how thin is this toilet paper? And she's like, I don't know. Why? Because it's all over my fucking hand. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You said it wasn't that bad. You went straight for the F-bomb with authority.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, girl.
Oh,
like,
no.
I was like, that's like the worst one, honey. Like,
don't say that.
Can we not? And, of course, like, they're all going crazy. And she's like.
So the joke is that you dropped the F-bomb. Like, to them, that's the funny part.
Right.
Like,
not that you have thin toilet paper and the shit got on your hand.
It's like they learned how to, like, properly execute the F-bomb.
Which is, I will give her points for that. Mm-hmm. It's very well executed. Just not sure about the audience.
Oh, hey.
So, anyway. Okay. There's Cowboys. What about the Stars? How are the Stars?
Oh, the Stars are good. They're leading the Central Division.
Yay!
They're doing well. Jake Ottinger's hurt.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So I think it's like a week-by-week situation. It could have been worse, though. So I think they're feeling okay about week-by-week. So they have Scott Wedgwood, and then they pulled up called up Matt Murray, who I don't know much about, from the AHL. So I think that's probably like the biggest problem right now is just seeing how they'll go without Ottinger in there.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing really well. Jamie Benn hit a big like scoring milestone with the franchise, which I love. Second most points, I think, in franchise history behind Mike Modano.
Oh.
So that's exciting. And we got invited to their wedding. He's getting married in the summer.
Oh.
So that's fun. I know. I'll have to figure out how to make a little trip to Idaho.
Oh, fun.
Coeur d'Alene or whatever. It's like a hot spot where all the hockey players go a lot with their families.
Oh, that's fun.
It's really pretty. Yeah. It's on a lake there. So, yeah, that'll be fun next July. But they're doing well. They're doing really well. It's funny. Kelly will sometimes talk to some of them, and he went golfing with some of them. And, you know, I think they were mad because they had a bad loss to Vegas. I was actually at last Saturday, and that's where the head coach, Pete DeBoer, used to coach. So, like, he was real pissed about that.
Yeah.
And Jamie, I think, was real emotional after that loss, and because they're just trying to get buy-in from everybody right now. And I think they know that this team is one that could perhaps go all the way. So it's like you can't have those days off, those days where you're not giving max effort and everything else. But overall, they're playing really well this season and leading the division.
Yeah.
So they're good. They're good.
Good.
All the teams are pretty good right now, so it's exciting.
Rangers, hot stove, not a ton. They brought in a pitcher that's not going to be available for a while.
I saw that. I was like, really?
Scherzer had surgery. He's not going to be available for a while. Jacob DeGrom, that's still coming off of Tommy John, not going to be available for a while. So it's going to be a really interesting first couple of months of the season to see how they weather this situation with the pitching staff. Martin Perez signed a deal with the Pirates. Super sad.
Saw that. I didn't realize he was like up.
He was on a one-year deal last year. He was arbitration last year. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I'm super sad. I love
Anybody
Martin.
Else gone?
Chris Stratton, one of the relievers we acquired in the Jordan Montgomery trade from the Cardinals. Stratton's gone. Will Smith signed with the Royals. Both those guys signed with the Royals. Sad to see Will Smith go, but you know, he's had a fantastic career, three rings in three straight years, three different teams. So, and he's a great room dude. But I think they're solid enough in that area to where they'll be fine.
What about Garver? Wasn't he one that
Garver still does not, we still don't have any news on him. Okay. I was really hoping he comes back. Austin Hedges is gone.
He's gone.
Talk about
Hedges ass.
Talk about a vibe, man.
Hedges ass is gone.
Best vibes in baseball. So yeah, I mean, minor things. I think a lot of this, we're going to talk a little bit about it later, the TV stuff, everything's kind of in a holding pattern right now because of this TV mess, which we're about to talk about in the TMG news desk, thanks to our new friends at Epic Waters.
Yes, we're so excited about this
new partnership. I want you to talk a little bit about it first because you were the one who made the contact with them and kind of put two and two together that this would be perfect.
Yeah,
to be quite honest and pull the curtain back, I was like, this is not going to be a fit for us, Julie, but you go ahead and try. And sure as shit, I just had no idea they do all the stuff they do.
They have a lot going on.
They have so much going on. So tell us a little bit about them. And then really cool I've stuff already going set on. A date when I'm visiting Epic Waters.
Oh, you did?
I did. And I'm going to tell you about it at the very end.
Okay.
If anybody wants to come join us.
Yeah, we want to go too. So I would love to know and get that on the calendar because I went out to Epic Waters and just kind of got a tour of it and saw what it is all about. I haven't brought the kids out yet, so I'm super excited to. But I think the main thing right now that they want people to know, so this is Epic Waters Indoor Water Park in Grand Prairie. They have so much cool stuff going on, and they are open. Like, this entire time that our kids are going to be out of school because it's so much later this year for Christmas break. So our kids aren't going back until like, you know, basically mid-January, it seems like. Take them out to Epic Waters.
It's 86 degrees in that mofo.
86 degrees all year round. So if it's freezing outside and you don't know what to do with the kids, you might not even know that there's this awesome water park that you can take them to. They were voted number 3 in top 10 water parks in the nation. And that was on USA Today. And Reader's Choice 2023. And what they have coming up for New Year's Eve is really exciting. And we haven't really figured out if we might head to the ranch, we might be here. But if we're here, I want to take my kids because this sounds amazing. So they're going to be open on New Year's Eve from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the water park. They're going to have really cool stuff going on all day long. They're going to have circus acts such as magicians, aerial performers, and new this year, dueling motorcycles in the globe. So they're going to have duck races in the Lazy River. And then what they're doing, instead of a big ball drop, is they're doing duck drops. And these duck drops are going to begin at 3 p.m. so you can celebrate the countdown, the new year, and kind of have that full New Year's experience without waiting until midnight with your kids. There's going to be one at 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 o'clock, and then midnight, so kids of all ages are able to celebrate the New Year's ball drop and be able to go home and still be in bed on time, and then you and your husband and your friends can do whatever you want, but the kids have already had their wonderful New Year's Eve, or you can just keep them out and, yeah, and keep partying there.
And they've got so much stuff like all day long, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. on New Year's Eve, kids crafts, hula hoop contests, raffles every hour for prizes over $1,000. Upgrade of the Hawaiian inspired VIP dinner that includes, you know, a Hawaiian salsa, veggie spring rolls, fried rice, crab rangoon, main courses, dessert, all that kind of stuff. If you want to upgrade to the Hawaiian,
they have really good
VIP
food
dinner
there, actually. Yeah.
There's ticket prices in all types of ranges. You can purchase online, and purchasing online guarantees admission. Basically, you know, like you said, not only New Year's Eve, open 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. with awesome activities all throughout the day, but also that December 21st through January 8th, like, black hole of like, what are we going to do?
Christmas activities are over.
Yes, exactly. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., even open on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, which is insanity. The great news is we have a mom game discount, and
yes,
I've decided, I haven't reached out to Michelle yet to make sure this is okay, but we're going to go January 2nd. So I've told a couple of my mom friends, I'm like, okay, moms, grab the kids and we're going to take them to Epic Waters. We're going to go have lunch before and then go to Epic Waters and then go home, back to Fort Worth. But that kills an entire day off of the,
yeah, it does,
the black hole.
Yeah. So we do have a mom game discount. So when you're buying your tickets at Epic Waters, then you just type in the mom game in the coupon code box at checkout, and you will get our mom game discount. You will save 20% on those admission tickets, and that will run all the way through March 8th.
It even applies to New Year's Eve.
To New Year's Eve. So what we were talking about with the duck drops and all of the really cool like shows and everything, I didn't realize how much they have going on. Like you said, Emily, they have like bands. There's going to be a Taylor Swift cover band that comes in at some point that we'll obviously tell you guys all about. It's just the perfect destination for weekends, school holidays, of course, spring break,
birthday parties. And we're going to do a live remote there.
We are.
Yeah. Super excited about that too. We'll keep you posted on that, where you guys can come out and visit us.
Yes. And if you want to see just what it looks like, because I know that's kind of how I was like, well, what does this look like? An indoor water park. Go check them out on their social media at Epic Waters GP for Grand Prairie on Instagram and all of the other social media channels. And you can just go see what it looks like and what it's all about. I haven't told my kids yet because they're going to flip. But
yeah, well, January 2nd, I just told you that, is when I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So I hope you can go on January 2nd, right before you go back to work.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go together.
That's a great idea.
Any of our mom game friends want to come.
Yes, come on. Come hang out.
Okay, so I alluded to this a little bit, but this is definitely very newsy, is the fact that the Bally's contract situation with the Rangers, and I think there's like 16-ish other MLB franchises that are affected by this Diamond Sports, who is the parent company of Bally Sports, bankruptcy issue. We were supposed to have, you know, news like last week, as far as like kind of a restructuring that ended up getting pushed down the road another 30 days. They got an extension. So we have no idea what's going on. What we do know is that my friend CJ Nitkowski will not be back.
Yeah.
And I'm super sad.
You are. I didn't realize he'd been here seven years.
And the way, like, Dave and CJ and I, like, vibe off of each other and, like, have gotten to know each other, like, can give each other shit, we know each other's personalities. We're not afraid to say things, take jabs at them, at me. We've just developed such a comfortable working relationship to where we kind of know what each other's thinking and how to lead each other. during a broadcast. And the chemistry that Dave and CJ have, I think, is amazing.
Yeah.
The way they play off each other.
Yeah.
CJ prepares maybe more than any person. The only person I would put in that category is if you've ever worked with Dana Larson.
Yeah.
Dana Larson prepared better than any person I'd ever been around. CJ is right up there. It's like I just never have seen a dude prepare the way that he does and dig into numbers. He loves that stuff. The analytics and kind of, you know, deep diving into that. And a lot of former players don't get into that. They're not in, they're just like, I played, this is what I know.
Right.
CJ's not that way. So I wish him all the best with the Braves. He lives in Atlanta. His family is in Atlanta. He commuted the entire time, the last seven years.
Scenario for him.
It is. And I think it's probably the only scenario that he would have left us for. But it stinks and it's sad. And then we don't know what's going to happen with the analyst position as far as who's going to fill in those games, because the Rangers can't do a whole lot right now because their hands are tied because of the Bally thing, which is where I am. So my contract ends by the time, in 2 weeks. I mean, my contract's up December 31st.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was the end of this month.
Yeah. And so my contract is technically up. So we've talked about some things. There could be a path which, you know, MLB takes over. And in that case, they would pay this my position and they may want to have somebody working 150 games. If that's the case, I'm not your girl for 150. Like, yeah. I'm just not at that point in my life anymore. So I feel confident that the Rangers and I will come to an agreement for me to stay involved with the organization. But I don't know if it's going to include TV.
Huh?
Like if it's going to include games, and I don't know. Everything is up in the air, and their hands are tied in this regard. And I get it. There's nothing they can do. This has also been adding to my anxiety and stress.
Yeah.
Because usually I have all this squared away by now. But I'm just of the point, and that's also too why I have chosen to diversify myself financially with this, with the wine business, with the insurance business. Like, this is why I don't ever want to rely on one.
And that's why you're in the pleather dress at 10 a.m. You're always prepared.
I'm ready to crash.
Always prepared.
But yeah,
Emily.
And so I hope that we can fit. I've got a lot of ideas and different things, but I also have to realize that like some things are out of my control. And, we'll see what happens. I mean, like I said, I feel confident. I met with John last week and, you know, he expressed the organization's desire to have me to continue to be a part of this thing moving forward in some capacity, regardless of what that looks like. So those things will all get, you know, ironed out in the next, you know, couple of weeks/months. But it's a weird time for me.
I can imagine. But I do feel like you're in a good place.
Yeah.
I love that you know, okay, if it's 150 games or whatever, like,
if it's
that's
150,
not me.
Yeah, that's not me.
Like, you just know that.
Yeah.
And so you're in a place where you don't have to, like, grasp at straws to try and make it work to continue to do TV. And we don't know what will happen with that yet. But for you to be able to be in the place, which I think is what we talk about a lot with on the show and moms who work and have built a career or whatever, like, know what you want.
Know what you're capable of.
And then if something fits into that mold, then hell yes. And if it doesn't, it's going to be just fine, you know, and you know that. And I also love that the Rangers want to keep you on at some capacity because there's a million other things that you could do.
Well, I mean, I think about next year, like, I mean, I think Adrian's going into the Hall of Fame. We're hosting the All-Star game. I mean, you've got White House visit. You've got ring ceremonies. Like, I'm not going to, you know, cut off my nose to spite my face and be like, well, if you're not going to do this, then I'm, you know, completely out and I'm turning. That's not, I mean, I feel like we can find a way to make things work. Also, too, it helps that we just won a World Series and that I can check that off my bucket list that I never thought that I had resigned myself to the fact that it wasn't going to happen and that I got to experience that. And it was fucking amazing. And also, too, I have, like, this to me now is such an outlet for me to where I don't feel the need, because I wondered a lot, you know, 25 years in television is a long fucking time that, like, what is, you know, will I still have an identity? Will I have a hard time walking away from TV? And I really think, I mean, of course, when the time comes, will I miss it? Of course. But it doesn't define me. It doesn't make me be like, well, then what's my relevance going to be if I'm not the Rangers field reporter? I don't look at it like that. It's like we've talked about before, like when Kelly left, like my retirement present or my ring or my whatever, my reward for doing this job, yeah, this being in television for the last 25 years is the relationships that I've made. And it's not just with the Rangers. I got a call today from a guy I covered, Ricky Williams, who played not Texas Ricky Williams, Texas Tech Ricky Williams, that I haven't talked to in over 20 years. Yeah. And he reached out to me this week. Those things to me, like that I'm fulfilled.
Yeah.
I am happy. And I could I keep doing this in the same capacity I did it this past season? Sure. But if it's 150, like that doesn't work. That doesn't make sense for me. And it'll stink to not be able to be like, this is what I want to do and exactly how I want to plan it out. But it's not just my call.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But it's good to be in a place where it's like, okay, if that chapter is over, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't mean I won't miss it, but I'm okay with
it. Well, that sounds like the perfect place to be.
Yeah.
And who knows, I guess, how it's all going to work out, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But if the TV situation was going to blow up, you'd prefer it blows up after the Rangers win the World Series.
We 100%.
You did it.
Right.
You and, got that.
Well, and too, like, yes. I think about, like, my counterpart in Tampa, Trisha Whitaker. Like, when we traveled to Tampa for the wild card, she's like, what are you doing? Like, are you doing shows? You're traveling? And I was like, yeah, we're doing a show, you know, a post-game show for every playoff game. She was like, we're not doing anything. Like, it was like all the stars aligned.
Yeah.
Because Rangers ownership was very, very adamant about the fact that we want this post-game coverage,
good,
blah, blah, blah. And so because of that, I got to experience every single playoff game, as nuts as it was. And I can look back and be like, what more can I ask for?
Like, seriously.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and your family got to be a big part of it. You went to the parade and everything else.
All the things.
And I think it'll all
work out.
It'll all work out one way or another.
And here's the deal.
I bet you'll end up.
I know, and my anxiety creeps out.
It's not like the MLB doesn't know how important you are to the organization.
Well, and we'll.
MLB Network or whatever it is, they understand that too. So even if they have to split them. Right? I don't know.
We'll
Who knows?
See.
We'll see.
Knows,
I'd be shocked if you didn't end up doing some TV, but
I've tried to resign myself to the fact, like, this is one of the things that, like, in life you cannot control. And so you just need to, like,
yes,
chill out about it.
Yes, and you do. You have, like, so many awesome things going on.
That's what I'm trying.
Such a hashtag boss bitch, so you're fine.
Okay.
As much as we hate hashtag boss bitch.
I like boss bitch better than boss babe.
Boss. Oh yeah, we're boss bitches. I shouldn't loop myself in.
Yes, you are.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm a boss bitch.
You're
I need
just
to be bitchier.
You do have to be bitchier.
I think it works for you though, Julie. Regardless,
stick with boss bitch.
Boss bitch works.
Okay.
Stick with me, kid. I'll make a boss bitch out of you real quick.
I know you're slowly converting me.
I am, and I love it.
Any affiliation with Emily makes you a boss bitch at this point in time.
God, boss bitch by osmosis.
By
osmosis, just being around you.
When I do see bitchy Julie come out, it does give me so much joy.
Okay.
It really does. It makes me proud.
Yeah.
Like, you must be proud of me when I'm, like, super nice.
Yes. Yes.
You're laughing as if that doesn't happen.
Well, no, but I also think you're nice.
Like, I am.
I don't think you're being super. I think you are nice.
I feel like I am.
At your core. So I don't think you're acting or trying to be. Like, when I'm being a bitch, like, it's usually something I feel strongly about or whatever. Yeah. So. We're both coming around a little bit.
We're coming around, yeah. At my core, I'm nice.
You are.
My core is buried deep down in there sometimes.
Somewhere under the pleather.
Okay, last segment. What's on your feed? What's in your craw? Brought to us by our friends at Coppola, of which,
yay,
our new studio will be the Coppola Studio starting in 2024.
Yes, it will. We're so excited about that. Crazy that the next time that we're back in here, it will be 2024 and it will be the Francis Coppola studio.
We have our best of. We still have our best of next week, which we're recording right after this to pull the curtain back.
Yeah. To have a studio sponsor, I think, has been like a goal of ours, especially when we had to make the move and everything was kind of pulled out from under us there abruptly when we were at Vocal, and we were like, what are we going to do? Is the mom game dying? Can we keep this going? And Ashley has been a huge hero in the whole situation, helping us get set up here, and with Cash Soroy too, letting us lease out some space here in his building. And that's why it feels really good to have a studio sponsor, and this means a lot to us. So thank you so much to Francis Coppola. They offer all kinds of delicious vino, which we know that you're going to need during this holiday season. The Diamond Collection offers the perfect wines to celebrate all kinds of occasions throughout the holiday season. Coppola, Claret, Cabernet, Sauvignon, the perfect pairing with all holiday meals. We've been drinking a lot of that at our house. Love whipping out the cab sometimes, just in a night when you cook a nice dinner and you just want to relax a little bit. That is our go-to. And Coppola Diamond Prosecco is also my favorite Prosecco that there is. And you can order a lot of this stuff at the restaurant. So if you're at a restaurant and you want a glass of Prosecco, why not see if they have the Coppola Diamond Prosecco? It goes great with friends and family at your next holiday party. So go pick up a bunch of that and just be stocked up if you can. Be prepared.
We're about to stock up because we're going to have it on hand to give our guests when they come. We're going to have it displayed here in the Francis Coppola Studios. So we're super excited about that partnership.
Yes, and of course, there'll be the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. That's in May of 2024. And they will continue to support the Do It for Dirt Foundation moving forward. Awesome people, awesome wine. We love them. We hope that when you're shopping at the grocery store, you'll grab a couple bottles and tell us what you think. You're going to love it. Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Guyersville, Sonoma County, California. Please drink responsibly.
Yay, Coppola, our new studio sponsor. Okay, last thing. What's on your feed? What's in your craw?
Yeah.
Funny things on the feed. We posted our TMG Christmas party, which was super fun.
And James and Anna.
So Adam's daughter, Adam's son, James, and your daughter, Anna.
Yeah.
Really hit it off.
They really hit it off. They've already planned play dates. I mean, we don't have like a real play date, but they both want a play date.
Yeah.
Anna gets confused at this stage of life when she has fun with a friend.
Yeah.
She thinks it's supposed to be a boyfriend. So she was like, he's my boyfriend. I was like, your friend that's a boy? She was like, no, my boyfriend.
Okay.
She was like, okay. And then the next thing she thinks she's supposed to say is that she's falling in love with someone. So she has a lot of boyfriends that she's falling in love with. I'm like, no, you can have a friend that's a boy. I was like, look at mommy. I'm surrounded by boys all day. Those are my friends
that are boys.
They're not my boyfriends. And I'm not falling in love with them just because they make me laugh. Like, that's not how all this works. But she had a whole lot of fun with James. And we had a lot of fun at the holiday party. I think it's important to us to get everybody together and get the families together. And just let everybody know how much we appreciate all of their hard work with Adam and especially Ashley, who's here right now with a microphone. Ashley, are you handling us? How do you put up with us? Are you doing okay?
I do just fine with y'all.
I know.
Everything's great.
She knows we love her.
It's because I know y'all and I love you regardless.
I know. We love you too.
We just did this so that when I actually talk, people don't have to like really, really listen in.
I know, but smart. I love it. I think it's amazing.
I think it's
you
smart.
Should have a microphone.
It kind of reminded me of that ESPN thing where they like throw to the one guy who's looking up stats.
Oh yeah.
He's always on his computer.
I love it.
As I'm sitting here looking up how steroid shots are done for you.
Right. Like, why do we call those ones illegal? But then Emily can just go get a steroid shot.
Just order
feel
up
like
a steroid
she's
shot.
On top of the world. But no, that was a lot of fun. And what are we at? We're almost at 4 years.
Yeah, it'll be 4 in March.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. But it's crazy fun.
It is crazy fun. And I feel like hopefully we have a long way to go.
Like, and we'll talk about, we've talked about this before, but like the random people that I would never imagine. You know, 65-year-old white dude is like, hey, mom game. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay. But
it's fun. And it's true. A lot of people are consuming media now via podcasts. Like that's just the way people operate. So you can stop, you can start, you can get in your car, you can continue where you were at, you can pause it. And I love radio and, you know, people listen to the radio too, thankfully, but podcasts are kind of just the way it's going. So we love hearing, when people are listening to us, relating to us and enjoying our crazy conversation.
Yeah. Because slide in our DMs, put it all out there. Tell us what you think. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We always look for that. We get a lot of our guest ideas from there. We get a lot of our sponsor ideas from there. So
yeah. One quick thing for on your feed, though, that I saw that I thought was really funny, and I posted it to our socials. It was like a young daughter. She was maybe like 10, 12, something like that, kind of mimicking what her mom does on Christmas morning. She was in a robe. You have to go watch. It's on the Mom Game. It's live right now on our stories. She's in the robe, and she's like, just make sure you call your grandparents and say thank you. Alexa! Alexa! Play classic Christmas music! You know, all the things. I just wanted to ask you what your Christmas morning is like.
So we do, kids are not allowed out of the rooms until we get situated. So once they go to bed, we get all the Santa stuff out. Everything's out on display. So then that way we wake up. Now we'll probably just tell them to call us on the phone when they're awake. But usually
they can't leave the room.
They're under strict instruction. And so I will video them every morning. And I video them coming and looking and, you know, seeing whatever. That's the only thing. And then we just basically kind of chill. Mike usually makes a big breakfast. And then we will just like literally like just go through gifts and, you know, watch TV. I mean, it's really chill.
Yeah.
Which is fun. And we did that. We started doing that because we used to go to Graham and be there on Christmas morning. But then once we started having kids, it was like we wanted to be at home.
Yeah.
And so we said like anyone who wants to come to our house to see
open
kids
invite.
Open presents or to drop by at 10 a.m. for a mimosa or whatever. And then we'll go to Mike's mom's late that afternoon for dinner.
Okay.
But it's just a really like slow down time for us. And that's really the only tradition that we have. We'll go look at Christmas lights. We'll watch Christmas Vacation and do like Sundays or marshmallow s'mores.
Like s'mores? Hot marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
So we'll do that one night this week. I think that's reserved for Friday. So yeah, we have a few little family traditions.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, just what about y'all on Christmas morning?
I mean, we're usually up really late. Like Kelly and I.
Because y'all have family. Do y'all have family in, or they don't come until Christmas Day?
The family is in. My mom and stepdad will be here on the 22nd, and so they're here for Christmas Eve. Sometimes my brother and his wife and kids. I feel like hosting is the best because we don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's fun.
And we have the family home, so everyone's been hosting in that home forever. So all I do is open the doors, and basically my mom and aunts do everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So we have they're there, but basically it's usually just us and then maybe the grandparents. And Kelly and I are very much last minute. Like, we have all the things, but we haven't wrapped a lot of times. So we'll stay up late and we wrap and we get everything ready and just hope to God that nobody wakes up.
Yeah.
And then it's first thing in the morning, you know, usually. Our kids are like 7 o'clock hour waker-uppers, which we're hashtag blessed about, but on Christmas morning, it's like 5 o'clock.
I know.
It's like they just.
We usually tell them, like, you can't come out of your room till 7.
Yeah.
Like, or we'll set a time.
And why do you tell them that?
Just because we just kind of want, I don't know. Because
your kids both.
What?
They both know.
Henry does. Hattie's still into these fucking elves.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
The one that the head got chewed off. Did you see that one?
No.
Did you not see?
No.
Yeah, the head got we're working with
the dog. Did the dog chew?
Yes. So we've got one with half a head. Looks like its brain exploded.
So do you have a dead elf?
That we have no. And then it's got one arm and then a half an arm. And then she has a Barbie friend that has been with her for the last several years. And her arm's gone. She lost her shoes.
Oh, dear.
And then we have a regular elf.
Oh, no.
So yeah, we're not. I think Henry knows, but not Hattie. And so we're just not saying anything.
Good.
So
I never want to. And I'm committed to never saying anything ever.
Yeah.
Like
until
at some point,
if they ask, I'll be honest.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But like even my mom still, she, you know, I'm whatever, 38 years old and she's 60 something and she's like, no, it's Santa.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Santa. Okay. Well, we are thankful for you. Merry Christmas. We still have Best of next week. And then we will see you in 2024.
Yay.
Cheers. Merry Christmas. You've done.
Merry Christmas. I win.
Yeah, you do win. Thanks so much for coming along on this ride. We will see you next week one more time for the Best of, and then back here in 2024 from the Coppola Studios.
That's right.
Okay. Mom game out.
Mom game out.